You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
September 9th is World Electric Vehicle Day. The industry of EVs has been steadily rising over the past few years, with the amount of car sales that were electric last year reaching 12.5%. Plus, earlier this year, millions of dollars in the 2022 budget were allocated to the funding of the rise of EVs in New Zealand as a part of the Climate Emergency Response Fund. To learn more, I had a chat with Steve Greenwood from Drive EV about the current state of electric vehicles throughout Aotearoa.
So Drive EV is a electric vehicle specialist business. So we sell electric cars, we fix them, we upgrade them, and we sell the parts and accessories for them online and in the flesh.
So New Zealand has definitely been seeing a big push for electric vehicles within the past year, to the point that today is, I believe, considered National EV Day, hence our conversations. We saw in the budget earlier this year a big push for extra funding towards electric vehicles. Have you seen much of this come in yet, and what has it been going toward?
So we've definitely seen, I mean, there's been a push for infrastructure for some time now, which has really sort of paved the way for charging around New Zealand. And definitely, you know, the likes of the rebate coming in has certainly, you know, ramped things up quite rapidly. As in the next phase, we haven't really seen that just yet. But
how have you been tracking with the amount of people that are buying new parts and vehicles that are electric? Have you been seeing a major rise continuously, or has it been a bit more stagnating as of recent times?
So I think from the parts and accessories side of things, we have seen a large increase in the last year or so. I've been in the EV industry for about 8 years, and we've certainly, you know, had a sort of a steady rise along that time, but in the last, you know, 12 months, 18 months, we've seen a real explosion of buyers in the market, and different types of buyers in that as well.
What sort of infrastructure do you think is available in New Zealand for electric vehicle drivers right now? Because there's been a lot of conversation recently about the accessibility for charging stations in public. Is this something that Drive EV is pushing to have spread more across Auckland and the rest of the country right now?
So the infrastructure is not really our business, but it's at the moment we have a really good layout of infrastructure. It's one of those things, you get the sort of you know, seesaw effect between having lots of infrastructure and not enough EVs, and then, you know, too many EVs and not enough infrastructure. We've got basically chargers everywhere in New Zealand that we need them. Now it's just building support for, you know, congestion on units as more cars hit the road. But I think all of those things are very much in place. ChargeNet have a lot of units out there now. They run the bulk of the charging infrastructure, and they also have a lot more in the pipeline, which is very exciting.
There's been a lot of conversation as well about the efforts to not just buy brand new electric vehicles, but also to be refitting old vehicles for the new generation and making sure that they are more environmentally sustainable, which also in turn uses up less parts. Have you seen a rise in this in New Zealand, and would you like to see it be propelled any further?
Yes, I mean, there's systems in place with companies like EVs Enhanced and Christchurch, and Blue Cars in Auckland, who are actually looking at manufacturing new batteries for the Nissan Leafs, which are, you know, the most common vehicles on the road. And yeah, obviously that if we have a new battery option available here in NZ, that filters down the old batteries for, you know, second life in things like solar systems or grid balancing, energy storage, and all sorts of different things that old sort of inefficient batteries can be used for.
How do you think that New Zealand is currently tracking to see our roads become almost entirely occupied by electric vehicles? Do you think that this is a feasible goal within the next 45 to 50 years, or do you think that we still have a long way to go?
I think, yeah, 45, 50 years is absolutely feasible. I think in the short term, we've got some real supply issues of the vehicles. You know, there's as the world goes electric, how New Zealand fits into the picture with sort of grabbing these vehicles, I'm not too sure, but it just comes down to the production, how long it is going to take these companies to these manufacturers to build masses of electric vehicles, and you know, hopefully there's some other options to convert, you know, petrol vehicles to electric and that sort of thing. But yeah, it's a very hard one to pick timing wise, but it's certainly happening.
How was the EV industry affected by the pandemic over the past couple of years?
I'm not really sure. I mean, we certainly haven't. Our business hasn't had much of a negative effect from the pandemic. So, I mean, I guess production has to have been affected some way or another. But yeah, not our business hasn't really been affected too much by it.
A lot of things that I've been seeing people criticise EVs for is the need, I kind of mentioned this before, for mass production of new vehicles. What is going to happen to all of the old petrol vehicles once they become obsolete compared to everywhere else on the road?
Well, I mean, it would be nice if a percentage of them will be converted to electric. I, like anything, it's often, you know, cheaper to buy mass-manufactured things over, you know, sort of repowered things. But I mean, the vehicles are, you know, a consumable product, really. You know, I mean, they last for quite a while, but they do end up as balls of metal in the end. So you know, I mean, that's probably where they're heading regardless of what happens with EVs. But yeah,
what do you think that the next steps are for New Zealand to see our push towards electric vehicles fulfilled?
I think it's just probably the manufacturers just securing product the local distributors, should I say, securing product from manufacturers and showing that as a country we are serious about going electric, and although we're pretty small, we're a really good place to have a lot of electric vehicles with our high renewable energy numbers.
Awesome. Those were all of my questions. Do you have any final points that you'd like to make about the current state of EVs for our listeners?
No, it's just, yeah, I mean, things are tracking along really well, and it's really great to see electric vehicles hitting the mainstream and just being considered as a power option. And, yeah, there's lots of happy new EV owners out there, so it's great to see.
That was Steve Greenwood from Drive EV chatting about the current state of electric vehicles in Aotearoa, New Zealand for World Electric Vehicle Day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.